Right now, we're going to talk with Dr. Rennie Showers. Last time we had an opportunity to talk to Dr. Showers, he was on our broadcast, and we started talking about some of the phenomenon that is being discussed in Bible prophecy conferences across the world. And it was of some concern to me that they are starting to get really radical, going far out into things like UFOs and alien invasion of the earth, etc., etc. Some even talked about snatching from the earth by aliens of human beings. Well, that's a bit far to where I would like to go. I want to stay within the confines of the Word of God between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21. And a man that does that meticulously is Dr. Rennie Showers. He's an author. He is a conference speaker. He's a good friend to us right here on Prophecy Today as well. And I hold in my hands right now a book entitled Those Invisible Spirits Called Angels. It's an excellent book on angels. We have it available at our website, prophecytoday.com. We'd love to have this in your hands. You can call and make your order. Call the toll-free number, 877-674-3298, and you can get your copy of Dr. Showers' book on angels. And Rennie, I'm so grateful that you could join us. Let's start our conversation briefly. I understand that angels were created on the first day of creation, and really I came to that conclusion by studying your book here on angels. But just briefly, rehearse for us how angels were created and tell us how that all came about.
Well, God obviously is the one that created them to serve him primarily in the universal kingdom. The Bible makes it very clear that God created the angels before he created planet Earth. And in Job chapter 38, he speaks to Job and he indicates that angels were present when God laid the foundation of the earth on day one of creation. And they sang God's praises as they saw him create planet Earth.
So then it was that first day of creation that the Lord brought these angelic creatures into existence. And as I understand then, when you look at chapter 1 of Genesis, verse 31, it says that everything God had created was good. Therefore, can we conclude these were all good angels? Evil angels don't come into existence until after that.
You're right. And the way that happened was the most magnificent of all the angelic beings that God created, described in Ezekiel 28, who was perfect in his ways from the day he was created till iniquity was found in him, became consumed with pride, thinking he could make himself just like God, the sovereign ruler of the universe. And since God had angels serving him within his kingdom, if he were to be like God, he had to have angels serving him within his kingdom. And so this angel, God changed his name to Satan, which means enemy or adversary, and he approached other angels to persuade them to join him in his revolt against God. And so there were some of the good angels that made that fateful choice. And once they did, they were locked into being evil angels.
Now we jump that span in history and we come and focus on the time of the tribulation, that 7 years of judgment talked about in the book of Revelation, chapters 4 through 19. I asked you last time we were together, Rennie, would you explain some of the evil angelic activity? I know the word angel, or it's plural angels, the most used word in the book of Revelation, but though the good angels are going to play a major role, evil angels will as well. What are some of their activities going to be during that 7 year period of time?
Well, for one thing, we know very clearly from Revelation chapter 16, when the next to last judgment of the tribulation is poured out upon planet Earth, that Satan, the Antichrist, the false prophet are going to send evil angels, their demons, throughout the world to persuade the rulers of all the nations of the world to bring their combined military might together to one location. And Zechariah chapters 12 through 14 make it very clear that location is the nation of Israel. And that's going to be a major role that evil angels are going to play toward the end of the tribulation. Some of the earlier judgments reveal that there are going to be some beings coming up out of prison places and everything, apparently to do Satan's work for him in the world during the 7 year tribulation period.
You know, it looks to me, when we study the book of Revelation chapter 9, it describes locusts there. I've never seen a locust that has the face of a man, hair of a woman, teeth of a lion, breastplate of a horse running to battle with a scorpion's tail. And that seems to indicate, out of that prison location you were mentioning just a moment ago, these evil angels taking on forms that are not normal to what we might think an angel would look like. In fact, I'm not sure if we know what an angel looks like, since they're spirits, but is that possibly the case? Could these evil angels take on different forms during that seven-year time?
It could very well be, because, you know, Satan, who was the great angel and everything, took upon himself the form of a serpent to get man to join him in his revolt against God, and that's why Revelation twice calls Satan that serpent of old.
When we look at that period of time, and when we realize that angels can take on different forms, I just want to speculate just for a moment. I know you don't like to do that, but let's speculate. People all the time talking about UFOs, unidentified flying objects, even in some of these prophecy conferences that are going, what I believe, a little bit crazy. They're talking about encounters with UFOs. Could these in any way be angels taking on forms of some type of an alien being or an alien object of some type?
Well, that's possible, Jimmy, but again, you know, we don't have any examples in the Bible of their taking on that kind of a form. I mean, we have examples of their taking on human form in the Bible. And as we mentioned, some of these weird ones are going to come up out of the abyss and everything, you know, during the tribulation period. I've never seen anything in the Bible talking about an angel becoming like an impersonal metallic thing, you know, like a flying saucer or something like that. So all we can say is we don't have any examples of that type of form they take upon themselves given to us in the Word of God.
What do you think all of this phenomenon, this talk about alien creatures, UFOs, etc., what do you think that is? Total speculation?
Yeah, it could be, and it could also be a satanic way of God, you know, deceiving people into thinking that this is what they're seeing and all the rest.
You know, at the midway point of the tribulation, Revelation chapter 12, God, I guess, just gets fed up with these evil angels, and especially with the devil, who has access to his throne to accuse the brethren on a daily basis.
Yes.
Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10. He's going to tell Michael, get the good angels together, throw these evil angels down onto the earth. And it seems to indicate there in chapter 12, verses 13 to 17, that these evil angels, under the leadership of Satan, go after the Jewish people. Why does that take place?
Yes, well, the reason for that is, according to the prophetic scriptures, God will not crush Satan and end his rule over the world system, and then God restore his theocratic kingdom rule back to planet Earth again through the Messiah, until the nation of Israel repents of its rebellion against God and accepts Jesus as its Messiah and Savior. And the reason it's Israel that has to do that before God will crush Satan is because God, through the prophets, reveals that during the thousand-year reign of Christ, Israel will be the spiritual leader of the whole world.
So thus, then, Satan, if he can wipe out the Jewish people, God becomes incapable of being able to keep his promises, the Abrahamic covenant, the land covenant, the Davidic covenant, the new covenant, to the Jewish people. Satan thus would be the winner.
And that's, you're right, Jimmy, and that's why down through the ages of time, the Jewish people have had more attempts at genocide brought against them than any other ethnic group in all of world history. Satan must eliminate them from his perspective so that God will never crush him.
Wow. One final question for you, Rennie, and we're all anticipating the soon call from the heavens by Jesus Christ for the rapture to take place, all of us Christians to go into the heavenlies. That seems to be what all these current events that align themselves with Bible prophecy are indicating. Thus, do you see evil angelic activity increasing during the time, actually before the tribulation? We talked about what they would do in the tribulation. What about leading up to that tribulation period? Do you see evil activity among the angels now?
Well, you can't help but wonder, you know, some of the weird movements now, even within what used to be Bible-believing churches and denominations. Many of them are gathering together now against Israel and putting on big conferences and saying that Israel is an apartheid nation and has no right to exist in the Middle East and ought to be driven out of there and gotten rid of. This is a lot of your organized Christian denominations and groups and everything gathering together to say that. And it has to be kind of motivated and everything by satanic influence, because he's going to use any tool he can to eliminate the people of Israel.
Yeah. I think about Daniel chapter 10, where evil angels are dispatched to take control of human political leaders. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, where the angels are the evil angels led by Satan, who is an angel of light. They're out there acting as ministers of righteousness. You're talking about it in pulpits all across this country. Well, the closer we get to the rapture, would you not say we're going to see that activity intensify?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised with that, Jimmy. And I tell you, more and more Christians are being persecuted around the world. It's unbelievable. I get almost daily reports. This, I got one today, three different reports of Christians being massacred, like about 70 people being killed while they're in church and everything. This is going on around the world.
So this is an indication of where we are in God's time for what's going to happen. Well, God's going to be the victor. They're going to be thrown into the lake of fire forever. That's what God's word has to say. Rennie and I have read the last chapter. We know what's going to happen. Rennie,
Amen.
This is an excellent book, Those Invisible Spirits Called Angels. It's available at our website, prophecytoday.com, or call our toll-free number, 877-674-3298. Rennie, I know you're going to be busy in the next couple of weeks in conferences. Are you doing a lot of writing right now?
Well, I'm trying to, Jimmy. But, you know, the other pressures of ministry are very intense, and it's almost a fight to get the time, you know, to be doing the research and writing. But I do, keep writing articles for every issue of Israel My Glory magazine. The mission has asked me to start cutting back on out traveling and ministering in order to spend more time in doing research and writing. And that's what I want to do. I'm not going to totally cut out all going out to speak, but spend more time on the research and writing because, you know, once you're dead and gone, that ministry can still continue on.
Absolutely. And I would have to encourage anybody and everybody, if you find a book authored by Dr. Rennie Showers, read it. It will be excellent. It'll help you grow in the Lord. Rennie, thank you so very much for your participation with us on the broadcast today. Appreciate it, and we'll talk again down the line.
Great, Jimmy, and thank you.